Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
And we are now joined by Gigi Crayford, a.k.a. Hine, to talk about their new debut single, Ka Mua Ka Muri. Morena, Gigi, how we doing?
Morena, ka noi te ora. Yeah, I'm well, I'm cozy, I'm wrapped up in what I call my sleep scarf and drinking a cacao and... yeah, happy and honoured to be on the airways and having a kōrero with you this morning.
Oh, very happy to have you, my friend. Very happy to have you. Is cacao, is that like a hot cocoa?
Yeah, but it's this one's fermented. It's a bit butty.
Mm.
I love it, though. Mm-hmm. Good for the puku.
Yeah, very good for the microbiome, you know. I'm all about that. The microbiome.
Oh, yeah,
and
you got to get that microbiome.
Hell yeah, you do. Let's talk about the track. It opens with the hustle and bustle of the street life, and even features a pedestrian crossing beeper going off. Which, thank you for putting that in there. That was excellent. was this move to juxtapose with the bird song that was coming in later in the track? And where did you find the hustle and bustle?
Yeah, totally. Yep, you're spot on there. I wanted to really kind of sonically pinpoint the journey from the city laid over the earth and then begin kind of in the chaos of the concreted world, of the matrix, and return to a sense of peace and a sense of connection. And that's why the beginning has all of these... samples from the city. Me and my little sister, me and my taina Ella, we went into Poneke and we went into the Countdown parking lot and there's like this big whirring machine kind of fan thing going on.
Big AC
unit. That was making
a
really intense sound.
Mm.
Yes. And there was an escalator and that was like dunk. And we got a helicopter and we walked by the hospital and there's some really big roads and footpaths and things there. So that was really intense, and that's what we did. And I just went around with my little Zoom and recorded things. It was really fun because I knew that's what I wanted to really illustrate, but, you know, sonically, paint the picture of what I feel my journey has been of returning to something that kind of has been paved over but was always there. And as humans, I feel like we've created this whole myriad of highways and superhighways that we've kind of forgotten that we actually have a whole world underneath that is probably a lot wiser than we are.
For sure.
And
for
that's why I've done that here.
Mm.
Yeah, so me and my sister recorded them. You're spot on. That's the intention.
Awesome.
To juxtapose the two worlds.
Will any more of this juxtaposition happen later on the EP? Are you using more found sound for the EP?
That's a good question. Let me have a think. Yes. Found sound, yes. I think that's the most intense. The rest of the sounds that are in the project and some of the remaining songs are nature sounds. Okay. So that's the most intense one that has, non-musical, quite overtly non-musical sounds in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've done it first, because it feels like it encapsulates the whole project as well.
For sure. The first line on the song is used to say that we live in a post-apocalyptic world. In your opinion, what was / is that apocalypse?
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'm a dramatic gal, so I love the drama in this song. So I know that I'm being overt. I'm being kind of brooding. I'm being a bit,
mm-hmm.
melodramatic, but so for me, I think it's speaking to, and it comes from a feeling inside that as tangata whenua, we didn't choose the kind of automatic super city oriented super, ruled by government, ruled by capitalism, patriarchy, and all of those systems that hold hands in order to kind of maintain and uphold the foundation of the world that we live in now, we didn't choose that. And so that feels, sometimes you tune into the sadness and this kind of like surreal awareness of like, what the fuck heck have we done? I know that this isn't how we should be living. And so that line is that like, oh, coming from that place, I live in a post-apocalyptic world. There's something deep in my puku, deep in my root, that doesn't feel that this is right and it is meeting our needs. That's where that line's coming from. And it is melodramatic, but it is a real feeling. And I know lots of us, and probably the stage we're in as humanity, I don't know if it's serving any of us anymore.
No, I think, you know, your track is about indigenous alienation. Speaks true to kind of Karl Marx's term of alienation and how capitalism makes us feel a bit weird inside. But your track seems to be about alienation, which you suffer from a lack of connection to the land and traditional ways of living, knowing and being in Te Ao Māori. You recently moved to your ancestral land and you had full immersion in Te Reo Māori in Ōtaki for the past 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. Have you adopted any particular practices to keep you connected to the whenua and Ātua?
Absolutely. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is Taonga Pūro, which features really as a pō in this whole project and is quite centred around... this project is centred around Taonga Pūro in lots of ways because it's been one huge pō of connection for me. You said that that song was about alienation. I think the beginning is highlighting the alienation, but we end in connection.
Yes, yes, for sure.
And that's what I'm painting with. The beginning is in that crazy kind of chaotic world, and then as we move further along, we are journeying back, and Taonga Pūro comes in the middle. And for me, that's because I that has been a way to journey back to a real authentic feeling of connection with my body and then with my ancestors who would have used it and with the land that I'm on. And so that is intentionally woven in the middle of the song before the karanga, which is a real turning point. And then it's the Taonga Pūro that leads us out and back to the bird song that just ends. We end with just the birds, and it's the Taonga Pūro that is the thread and the waka that kind of carries us back to that sense of connection and that wholeness. And that's exactly how it's been in my life. So that practicing Taonga Pūro, which are traditional Māori instruments, there are many different types. But practicing Taonga Pūro, it can happen in many ways. So I can just go out in the morning and just have a little toot on the lawn, or I can use it to support my songwriting, which is what you guys will be hearing in the record. But it's a medicine and it's a rongoā, and it can be used in many ways. So that's definitely a practice that has massively shifted my sense of what being Māori means to me and how I actually embody that in my life. And then the reo, the full immersion, has been another thread. So it's all these various threads that kind of have helped me to, and I'm still learning, man, but weave this kind of sense of identity. And that's ultimately what this project is about, is pulling the threads of our ancestry to work out who we are. And I do know myself deeper because of these various threads, and I'm sure I'll continue to find more and weave more. Great question. Thank you.
Oh, that's a really beautiful holistic answer. Thank you very much. I did see that you do play Taonga Pūro, which you yourself have crafted. I'm curious to know, how do you craft the Taonga Pūro that you use, and how long have you been playing?
Yeah, cool. So, predominantly it's carved. They're carved out of wood. There can be bone ones. There can be, I've seen some really cool glass ones. They're quite contemporary, but they're predominantly out of wood because that's what we have here. There are shell ones, as well. They're a shell poodle. And so sometimes you can, I just go for a walk on the beach, and that's in the next song, Arahina Mai. I just pick up a shell and you can just play them straight away. But for some of the ones that are in Kamua Kamuri, they're all wood, and they were carved by me in my little garage or studio out here in Otaki. And so I learned how to do that because I have had some really amazing tuakana who have helped me to learn those practices of how to carve them, how to treat them with respect, how to manage tikanga, and then shown me how they use them, and then that's naturally kind of helped me to form my own relationship with them. But it's the relationship with every taonga is a different relationship. It's like a person. Sometimes they don't even want to play. So sometimes you pick one up and you're like, you're not making any noises, you're not saying anything to me. So it was quite an interesting process of trying to bring such a flowy kind of wairua instrument and relationship into something as like cut and dry as recording. So that was a whole thing in itself as well. But yeah, I sit and I have sat with some of my tuakana. Sam Palmer, he's amazing. He holds wānanga here up here in around Wellington to teach people how to do it. He's Pākehā. He's also like a very respectful person who's of non-Māori descent, but holding space for predominantly Māori to come in, and he has a lot of Māori around him that help. They just support him. He's got a really beautiful heart. So Sam Palmer's one of my tuakana. Ariana Tikau, she's gorgeous. I've had a little bit of time with her. Tikahurere Moa. So being around people that have incorporated it into their lives and being able to sit in wānanga with them
Learn from them.
Has been my in, and that's what shaped my relationship, and then I'm continually learning. But yeah, so
That's beautiful.
Those people and probably some more. Al Fraser, he's awesome too. But yeah, there's many people that I am here now because of their kindness and their generosity and their mātauranga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really awesome to hear, man. That's really awesome. We don't have too much time left on the for the corridor here, but I'm curious to know these last two things. Do you have any tour/gig dates planned to celebrate your release? And can you say when the release date for your EP Kamua Kamuri will come out?
So we had a gig up here at Māori Land, which is the hub for the, I think it might be the biggest Indigenous film festival in the world. I feel like it is. So that's it sold out. It was very successful. That was on Saturday, the day that the song came out. Mm-hmm. So we had lots of beautiful people come and fill the seats and bring their presence. And it was a very receptive and heartwarming crowd. And we had the bro, Casual Healing, and Nico Te Huki opening for us. And he, just does his magic. So, yeah, we had a gig to celebrate the initial release here, and that went really well. And I will be planning, I think, a tour for the remaining songs, maybe after summer. But that's in working mode at the moment. So I can't give you a date for the whole EP because I'm still working that out, and I'm seeing what feels right in my puku. But definitely early next year. But I'm probably going to be releasing the first few songs as singles and waterfalling them so that people start to get an idea of who I am and what this music is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Gigi. It was lovely chatting with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and the cacao does what it's meant to do, and you stay warm and cozy.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time as well.
Of course.
It's an honour to be on here.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll have to see you later, mate. And
thank you,
maybe chat next time a single
concert.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll email you. Okay, go well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty, folks, that was Gigi Crayford, a.k.a. Hine, talking about their new single, which you can find on Spotify, wherever you get your tracks. The track is called Kamua Kamuri. So here, without further ado, is Kamua Kamuri. After that, at 10 o'clock, well, not after that, but at 10 o'clock, we've got Politics Now with Gatrick Power, where he's going to be talking about a secret beneficiary sanction, which was not unveiled by the government. So he's done some digging and he's found this really, really sus thing. Anyway, here is Hine with Kamua Kamuri. I'll see y'all very shortly. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.